Hi, I'm Keiko. We are happy to have Ross Hauser here today. Mr. Hauser teaches at Tokyo Rika University and Hosei University. He has co-authored 18 books mostly on TOEIC preparation. He also consults with businesses on speeches and presentations. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Keiko. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine.
Recently, I feel like Japan is getting global and international. In the future, we might use more English, I guess. Who do you think need the English skill?
I think anyone who is in business needs English these days. There are very few businesses that don't have any international contact. A lot of my students tell me that, well, I'm going to be an engineer in Japan, so I only need Japanese. But I know very well that in a few years, when they get a job in a company, their company is going to tell them that they need to study English. I've taught a lot of these people in their companies after work. They've already worked 10 or 12 hours, and then they come to English class because they didn't study in university.
What do you think about Japanese English?
Most of my students know so much already. They have very good vocabularies. They know English grammar better than I do. But they've just never learned how to put it together. So I find it's very easy to improve their ability just by taking the information that's already in their head and showing them how to use it and how to practice.
Tell me about the writing skill. How should I practice writing skills?
Well, of course, the best thing to do to improve your writing is to write and write and write. But I also find that reading is the one thing that you can do by yourself that will do more to help your English skill, and that's all of your English skill: reading, writing, listening, and speaking. A lot of the companies have graded readers, which are the easy English books, so you don't need to use a dictionary. You can just read it without stopping. That's an excellent way to practice. I had one student a few years ago who raised her score from, I think it was 610 to 820 on the TOEIC test, which is a huge, huge increase.
Wow.
And she did that because she was in my class. There were six students in the class, and most of them had read 10 or 15 or 20 books, but this one student read 200 of the graded readers
Wow.
in 6 months. And she was the one that got the huge increase in her score. There's been a lot of research that shows that this works. Reading is training for your brain. It trains your brain to process the English. But you can set the pace. You can read as slowly as you need to understand. And then as you get better, you can push yourself a little more and a little more. It's a lot like a runner, a marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
They don't lift weights, which is what, you know, training in vocabulary and grammar is.
Mm-hmm.
They get out there every day and they run and they run and they run. And they push themselves a little faster and a little faster. Well, that's exactly what you can do when you read if you use the graded readers. Keep them simple and just use them to push yourself to process a little faster and a little faster. And soon you'll find that all aspects of English will be easier for you. You'll be able to read and write better, speak and listen better.
What kind of book did she read which the students got increased?
Well, these were graded readers. There are companies like Oxford and Penguin have them, and you can find them in any bookstore usually. And I tell my students to read the easy ones. If they have to stop and read a sentence again, or if they have to check the dictionary, it's too difficult. So she pretty much read everything they had in the library at her company. And some of them she read 2, 3, 4 times.
Tell me about the clear thinking. How can we think clearly in English?
Well, it's not so much thinking clearly in English, because I think it's probably the same in Japanese. Many native English speakers are not good writers or not good speakers because they don't really think clearly. They don't think about what it is that they're trying to communicate. They just start talking or just start writing. A lot of my business clients, when they have to do a presentation, they immediately open PowerPoint and start making slides. And that's just the wrong way to do it. You have to sit down first and just think. What do I want to communicate? What do I want the other person to understand and to remember? And then, once you understand that, once you can put your entire speech or anything you're writing in one simple sentence, then you're ready to go back and start writing.
Okay, so this is going to be the last question. I'd love to have your advice for people who are studying English. Do you have any advice?
Well, beyond what I just said about reading, I think it's pretty simple, and I'm not the first one to say it. Practice every day. It's better to do 10 minutes every day than 2 hours once a week.
Well, Ross, it was nice to have you here today. Ross is teacher, writer, and business consultant. We've heard his ideas about learning English. I'm Keiko from Showa Women's University, and this is What's Up, Setagaya. Thank you, Ross.
My pleasure, Keiko.